Step-by-step guide to choosing the right splashback. There are a wide variety of splashback styles for the kitchen area, with its unlimited number of choices when it comes to the materials and colors. You'll probably have a hard time deciding where to start. To help you make the right decision, this article provides an outline 5-step process that will guide you on getting your dream kitchen. Step-by-step guide to choosing the right splashback. Step 1, begin with your worktop and pick the appropriate material. The splashback of your kitchen should be one of the last things that are installed or picked, as there are fewer color and material options for worktops. The contrasting or complementary textures and colors will be narrowed down. Some of the most common splashback materials are tiles, glass, stainless steel, and marble. They all fall into two categories: the traditional, tiles and wood, and modern styles, stainless steel and glass. If you choose the former, the grouting materials are difficult to clean. As for the latter, the materials will corrode if not treated correctly. Each material has its own advantage and disadvantages, so choose what best suits your needs. Step 2, think about the size and placement. One great way to make a statement wall in the kitchen is the use of fully clad splashbacks. They have that wow factor effect. Alternatively, having a full height splashback behind the hob and a shorter splashback in lighter work areas will reduce the impact of the splashback but will save on cost. Step 3. Decide whether you want the splashback to blend or to be a feature into the background. If you have selected a worktop with a neutral color, a feature splashback is a great way to add some color. It will also serve as a focal point to your kitchen. If you have chosen worktop that is flashy, a subtle or matte finish splashback may be the best option, so that it won't draw attention away from the worktop. Pick the colors that are either complementary or contrasting if you want to add interest, or colors that are similar tones to your bench top for a more consistent look. To conclude, your splashback should really be the last thing to be installed in your kitchen area, because only after the installation of your cabinets, worktops, and appliances will you be able to see how the room looks. Once done, it will be easier for you to reassess the overall appearance of the space and help you decide on a color and finish.